This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, shrm.org, and by KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
Keeping up with cracks in housing.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Housing prices fell in February at the fastest rate ever. The Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Home Price Index averages 20 cities. It shows prices fell by nearly 13% a couple months ago versus last year. Las Vegas had the biggest price drop at nearly 23%. Miami saw home prices plunge around 22%. The only positive return year over year was in Charlotte, North Carolina. We also learned today foreclosures doubled in the first quarter compared to last year. The Federal Reserve kicks off a two-day meeting today. The Fed will announce tomorrow whether it's going to cut interest rates again. It's a tricky decision. If the Fed cuts rates too much, inflation could rear its ugly head. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
The Fed has been trying to keep the inflation monster at bay since it started cutting interest rates last September. Inflation loves falling rates. When they're low, more people borrow, and it's hard not to spend that easy money. Demand for stuff goes up, and so do prices. Now, former Fed economist Doug Elmendorf says the Fed is walking a fine line because the inflation monster is already stirring.
Oil prices and gasoline prices have increased more than people expected a few months ago.
So is the Fed worried enough about inflation to stop cutting rates? Probably not, although we do seem to be at a tipping point. Morris Davis is also a former Fed economist. He expects one more rate cut, and then...
Unless there's some really, really bad and unexpected economic news, there probably won't be any change in the interest rates for at least 6 months.
Concerns were raised about inflation at the Fed's March meeting, but the Fed went ahead with an interest rate cut anyway. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Consumer confidence was down again in April on inflation and job worries. Shell and BP turned in huge profits this morning, $7.8 billion and $6.6 billion respectively. The Dow is down 64 points to 12,807. The Nasdaq is down 10 points to 2413. The S&P 500 is down 9 to 1386. It was a mixed day for Asian markets. Right now in Europe, shares are edging lower. Some of the biggest consumer product companies in the U.S. are under investigation in the U.K. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
Companies like Coca-Cola, Procter & Gamble and Kimberly-Clark have been caught up in a wide-ranging inquiry. The allegation is that Britain's big supermarket chains have been colluding with major manufacturers. It's claimed that between them they could have fixed the price of goods like groceries, batteries, razor blades and soap powder. The probe was apparently prompted by the recent steep increase in food prices. The claim is the big supermarkets have imposed identical price hikes. For example, 51% in the case of dried spaghetti. Analyst Julian Chillingworth.
Obviously, the concern is that what is driving the inflationary spiral up? Is it people colluding to push prices higher, or is it true rising costs from raw materials?
Any company found guilty of price fixing in Britain could be fined up to 10% of their annual sales. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Walmart announced today it will cash economic stimulus checks for free. Usually there's a charge of up to $3 to cash payroll or government checks. The largest retailer in the world will also let customers load the amount of the rebate check onto the company's prepaid debit card. Sam's Club, owned by Walmart, will do the same thing.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by America's Family Physicians, offering patient-centered care so employees can better manage their health and employers better manage their costs. AAFP.org/value. By Grant Thornton, serving their audit, tax, and advisory clients worldwide with people who love what they do. Online at grantthornton.com. And by Advanta. Advanta salutes small business, the brave ones, the risk takers, all those who chase a dream and make their own way.
Think of how many times you go to read an article online and next thing you know, there's an ad taking over your computer screen. People who want to sell us things are always thinking up new ways to get our attention. But commentator Rob Walker says now it's getting personal.
Everybody complains about advertising, but lately advertisers have actually been paying attention. Apparently, they've gotten hip to the idea that most of us say we're less influenced by ads than by our trusted friends. So the new goal is to convert our trusted friends, or at least people we know, into an advertising medium. Here's an example of what I mean. Marketers for Nip Tuck, a TV show about plastic surgeons, have created a Facebook application designed to encourage users to pit their own attractiveness against that of their friends. The idea is the application spreads from friend to friend and promotes Nip Tuck as it goes. Another gimmick for the show allows you to use audio files of Nip Tuck characters to create a custom message telling your friends what kind of plastic surgery you think they need. You then leave that message on your pal's voicemail, like so.
Robert, don't worry. We can help you. Your dreams of being hotter than the competition and looking like a rock star are just a nip and a tuck away.
Some ad guru types call this friendvertising. Maybe you wouldn't feel so friendly after getting that plastic surgery voicemail, but we all know one jerk with access to our cell phone number or Facebook profile who thinks this kind of stuff is hilarious. So maybe we should really call this new marketing form jerkvertising. But let's face it, at some point you've probably gotten an email from an actual trusted friend pointing you to a funny video or website that you just have to check out. And maybe it really is funny, but often it's also an ad for something. You and I might have mixed feelings about friendvertising or jerkvertising, but marketers love it. They can finally stop pestering us with their dubious claims and let all of our friends do it for them.
Rob Walker writes the Consumed column for the New York Times Magazine. His book, Buying In, The Secret Dialogue Between What We Buy and Who We Are, will be published in June. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.